Penguin Random House Audio presents Toxic Superfoods, How Oxalate Overload is Making You Sick and How to Get Better. Read by Sally K. Norton with epigraphs read by Jeremy J. Raw. This is the author, Sally K. Norton. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a supplementary PDF. In memory of Drs. Golding Bird and Clive Solomons, and with gratitude to Joanne Yott, Susan Owens, and others whose suffering and caring led them to discover something new and make a gift of it to the world.
We often let many things slip away from us which deserve to be retained, either in tract of time obliterated, or at best so overwhelmed and buried under more frothy notions that when there is need of them, they are in vain sought for. Robert Hooke, Micrographia, 1664.
Introduction. When healthy isn't.
Despite the fact that oxalate-containing plants are used in cooking, their ingestion may nonetheless lead to poisoning. Pedro Sanz, M.D., and R. Raig, M.D., American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology, 1992.
If you've joined the ranks of conscientious eaters by loading up on almonds, spinach, turmeric, tea, or chocolate, this book is for you. If you know anyone with a diet featuring wholesome foods like blackberries and quinoa who is not the picture of vitality and sturdiness, this book can help them. If you're suffering from gut problems, joint pain, inflammation, or a host of other symptoms that are stumping your doctors, it's very possible this book will point you toward relief. What is the invisible culprit hiding in your favorite superfoods? Oxalates, chemical toxins that are produced by many plants. I am an oxalate overload survivor. I ignorantly consumed excessive amounts of oxalates for most of my life. Despite receiving a bachelor's degree in nutrition from Cornell University, and a master's degree in public health leadership from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, I had to learn about oxalates the hard way, through personal experience. My eventual enlightenment came after decades of striving for good health and painfully missing the mark. I did not know that many of today's beloved health foods can cause health problems, and the culprits are so deeply trusted. It seems no one dare make the connection between our best foods and our most common maladies, including digestive problems, aches and pains, low energy, poor sleep, and worse. This book asks you to take a fresh look at an all-too-common problem, the failure of healthful eating to help us feel truly well. Many of our most popular foods, such as potatoes, peanuts, and even today's superfood darlings like spinach, naturally contain tremendous amounts of overlooked but long-known natural toxins called oxalic acid, oxalate salts, and oxalate crystals, collectively known as oxalates. Oxalates are poisonous. Consuming a lot of them is destructive to your health. This simple fact remains controversial despite 200 years of science and human experience to back it up. It's time to look past unquestioned beliefs and overpowering trends that are, in fact, leading us into serious trouble. If you want to maintain the best possible well-being and long-term health, or if you are seeking optimal performance, then learning to avoid oxalates is a sensible move. If you're ailing and cannot figure out why, you owe it to yourself to give this a try. Many people have finally found some relief from, or have even reversed, a variety of conditions and syndromes, such as hypothyroidism, osteopenia, chronic pain, and chronic fatigue, simply by swapping their high oxalate foods for low oxalate alternatives. Low oxalate eating has improved their sleep, energy, concentration, and mood. In the long term, avoiding oxalates can potentially prevent injury, arthritis, and osteoporosis, and can slow age-related degeneration. Such a choice may even calm a hyperreactive immune system. Given the modern explosion of all these problems, oxalate-aware eating is critically important for everyone today. Undertaken correctly, it can dramatically improve quality of life and health. Toxic Superfoods presents the existing science to explain the surprising healing responses and gradual recovery that a properly conducted low oxalate diet can bring about. In developing this book, I've done a lot of heavy lifting for you, literally. I've lugged countless heavy volumes of medical journals up and down the stairs to the library scanner, so you don't have to. Here's some of what I've learned and what I share with you in part one of this book. What oxalate is and where it occurs in nature, in our foods, and in our bodies. Facts about oxalate that will help you navigate the thicket of oxalate-related misinformation on the internet. Trends that have caused oxalate intake and related health issues to increase in recent decades. Why it is risky to be trendy in your food choices. How oxalates cause health problems, and yes, we're going to dig a bit into the science because you need to understand it, and why we don't see the connections between oxalate consumption and our health troubles. The vast array of symptoms of oxalate overload and the diseases it can lead to. In part two, you'll learn how to adopt a low oxalate eating pattern. You'll also find these practical resources: how to adopt a healthful low oxalate diet, supportive strategies for healing from oxalate overload, including supplement suggestions for minerals and B vitamins that are easy to obtain and adapt to individual needs, a risks, symptoms, and exposure self-quiz available in the accompanying PDF to see if you're headed for oxalate trouble, tables identifying high oxalate foods and low oxalate alternatives, recommended readings and additional online resources. Please visit ToxicSuperfoods.com or SallyKNorton.com for recipes, additional oxalate data resources, and an alphabetical bibliography of the source materials. This book will guide you through the process of recognizing your risk factors and symptoms, altering your diet, and aiding your recovery with clear, simple steps. Armed with the information you'll find here, you can be confident in your new dietary choices, even when your healthcare providers don't get it. An effective path to better health. Oxalate-aware eating is completely within your reach. Armed with just the basic information in this book, you'll find a simple and inexpensive way to switch for a few months and see what it does for you. You too may be convinced. Low oxalate is not no oxalate, and many people experience prompt relief just by breaking their daily habits of eating handfuls of high oxalate foods. The key is to know what you're eating and how much, and how to choose your daily staples from nourishing foods with less potential to create chronic problems. The benefits of eating to reduce the oxalate loads in your body are rewarding and meaningful, often showing up within the first 2 weeks. The foods you will be eating in place of your high oxalate frenemies are widely available, though sometimes not as well known. It's simple to select turnips and cauliflower in place of potatoes, to try pumpkin seeds or cheese in place of almonds and peanuts, or to use romaine lettuce or arugula instead of spinach or mixed baby greens in your salads and smoothies. These changes are a good place for anyone to start. Reducing your oxalate intake is simply the first step, though. If you're experiencing oxalate-related health problems, undoing the chronic damage of oxalate overload is not an instantaneous process. Initial improvements may be followed by intermittent symptoms, as the oxalates, which have accumulated in the body over years or decades, make an often harrowing exit. Symptom flare-ups may continue over an extended period, as I discuss in chapters 11, 12, and 13. Fortunately, many people have been through the low oxalate transition, sharing their experiences and learning from each other. We know a good deal about what to expect as we heal from oxalate overload. One thing is that everyone's case is unique. Here's how one of my clients described his experience. Since consulting with you last summer, my health has improved more in 5 months than in the last 3 years. My quality of life has improved 90%. I no longer get nocturnal feet and leg cramps. My
sample complete. Ready to continue?